A reading from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, 13th chapter, text number 3. Kshetrajnam chapimam vidhi, sarva kshetre subharata, kshetra kshetra gayur jnanam, yatstat jnanam matam mama. O scion of Bharata, you should understand that I'm also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. While discussing the subject of the body and the knower of the body, the soul and the supersoul, we shall find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activity, in every body, there are two souls, the individual soul and the supersoul. Because the Supersoul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna says, I'm also the knower, but I'm not the individual knower of the body. I'm the super knower. I'm present in every body as the Paramatma or Supersoul. The material world is a place for living beings who want to place themselves in the center and who are in themselves not interested in God. Although we find that there's plenty of religious institutions in the world, still a lot of people are only following externally and not seriously, because their inclination is to do what they want themselves, to enjoy the senses. Yes, it's such a beautiful world. There's so many wonderful things, so many nice tastes and flavors, full of variety, and we have. Great facility to enjoy in our material bodies. It appears to be like that, of course. So, nature, enjoyer, and consciousness is the title of the chapter. So we're trying to enjoy the material nature. Of course, nothing in this world comes without a bill. Everything. You have to always pay for everything. If it's not in money, then you have to pay in energy. If it's not, we pay in time. We pay, everything has strings attached. Nice house means you have to work hard to pay for it. You know, you lucky guy, you have the most beautiful girl in the world. Well, I'm not so sure if you're lucky, because she can get 20 other guys for you, and she'll let you know, that unless you are really on your toes all the time, it will not be enough. And she can trade you in any time. She doesn't need you. So, when someone has too much opulence, too much wealth, too much facility for enjoyment, then that leads to so much suffering of others. When someone is a billionaire, and then they cause trouble for so many people. Just think about some billionaires in America and how much trouble they're causing. Not to mention names. So, what to do? The material world is a world made of happiness and distress. So, a wise person becomes philosophical. A wise person doesn't just run after this, doesn't run after that. A wise person starts to think, why do I have to grow old? Don't particularly want to grow old. You? Yeah, such nice teeth, and then all gone. There, you know. Did I tell you about that movie of the two old people who come? Or the, well, it starts like this. It doesn't start with two old people. It starts with a man and a woman, and they look really good. They're beautiful, you know. He is like broad-shouldered, like a man is supposed to be. You know, got great hair like that. He is like slim, you know, athletic, and tall also. Handsome. She is a gorgeous blonde, you know. Of course, blonde. With all the right measurements in the right places. They're coming home. And then, you know, he kicks his shoes off. And there are false plateaus into the shoe, in the shoes. And he becomes immediately so much shorter. And they both pull off their wig. He is bald. And she has miserable hair. Then he takes off his jacket with the false shoulder fillings. And it looks a lot less. And as he lets the belly strap go, and it comes out, she lets the air out of the balloons. And in the end, there's these two old people lying in bed, and their teeth are smiling at us from a glass of water. What to do? No? We'd like to stay young, but time moves very quickly. So, therefore, a passionate person then is thinking, okay, life is short, let me enjoy to the fullest extent as much as I can. But doesn't quite work. A more thoughtful person, a more intelligent person becomes philosophical. And wonders, why is it like this? Why is it? Sanatana Goswami asked that question. Ke ami? Keno amar jara tapatraya? Who am I? Why am I suffering from threefold miseries? Miseries from my own body, miseries from caused by other living beings, and miseries from natural circumstances. Yes, some might say, well, you know, that's natural, you know, that's life. Just accept it, you know, and make the best of it. And in between, you know, I mean, most people are not suffering that much. We're enjoying a lot. Like me, I'm enjoying all the time. Yeah, okay, sometimes little problem, but, you know, my back plays up or something, but nothing serious. Enjoying and enjoying all the time. You too, isn't it? Hey, I could see it. Takes one to know one. Yeah. What is the goal of life? Two personalities were going to find out. They were dispatched. One was Indra, the king of the demigods. They enjoy better than we do. They have heavenly planets. In the higher planets, for those who don't know, there's also life, and even better life than here. So Indra was having a good life. Then there was Virochana, the father of Prahlad. And he was sent by the demons. And they were sent to Brahma, who was with the question, what is the goal of life? So Brahma explained, he told them straight away. He said, the goal of life is to enjoy the senses as much as possible. You know, enjoy all the time. Virochana said, that's right. I've always known it, you know. I knew it throughout my life. That's it. That's the goal of life. nothing else to know, nothing else to hear. And Virochana left. Indra, he thought, something is wrong, because I have so much in pleasurable things, and yet I'm still not always enjoying. So I'll wait longer. So Indra waited a long time. Then Brahma appeared again. Oh, you're still here. What can I do for you? No, please tell me now, what is the real goal of life? And again, Brahma told him it was material life. But still Indra didn't believe. And then the third time that Indra asked, then Brahma told him the truth. The real goal of life is of a deeper nature. It is not about temporary happiness. It is about eternal, everlasting happiness. So it takes some preliminary qualification. So we see most of the world is bewildered. But what kind of world do we have? Right? You can read the news. And the news is it good news? Is the news good? Do you ever read it? I think a lot of people don't read the news because it makes you depressed. Right? The oceans, if you didn't know, they're finished. Right? They're totally finished. They are like acid, and all the living beings in there are like shrinking in size and dying, and the coral reefs are disappearing, and so on. On the land, it's not a lot better, right? Sorry to say. The icebergs are melting, and soon Ljubljana will be a coastal town if it goes on like this. You know, temple at sea. Right? It could. So that's the climate. Then we have, what else we have? We have superbugs, right? The antibiotics don't work anymore. And you can catch these diseases that no one can cure. And they're waiting for you. Okay, so climate we have disease. The air, that's part of the climate. Then we have plastic everywhere. You know, not the climate, but there's plastic in the water, in all the water. So it's found that all the drinking water now has a lot of plastic in it. The World Health Organization says it's no problem. I mean, they should go see a doctor. Something is not okay with their brain. I mean, plastic. And it goes on. Chemicals on your food, if you... what if I invite you for lunch and pepper and salt on the table, and next to it a spray can with Doom? You know Doom? Doom is the stuff kills any insect. Put it next to the pepper and salt. Now, just in case you want to spray the salad. So now, who wants to spray a salad with poison? That's ridiculous. Of course, you're right. That's ridiculous. Because it's already pre-sprayed. You don't have to spray it. Huh? You see the point? It's a world, it's a crazy world, if you think about it. Quite crazy. So what do we do? We can see, if we read the news, we can see that the world is maybe not a great place. Therefore, I decided not to read the news, and in this way, I carry on. Oh, it's a beautiful world. But now, after my second divorce, I'm not sure anymore. It cost a lot of money, and I have nothing left. The first one took the house, the second one took the car, and what do I have left? There's this video clip. This man is driving. He's driving. And his wife is sitting next to him. And she says to him, I have an affair with your best friend. He goes 10 kilometers faster. And she says, and he's a better lover than you. 10 more kilometers faster. Right? Then she says, I want a divorce. 10 kilometers faster. And then she says, and I want the house. Now he's driving really fast. And the children. He is driving really, really fast. And then she says, is there anything you want? He says, no, I've got the airbag. Yeah, that's pretty terrible. What to do? Yeah. What happened to Romeo and Juliet? What happened? So many stories. And still, everyone is trying to be happy in the material world. Real happiness is found on a deeper level. Now the art is to just develop a bigger vision. The Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, Arjuna was a member of a royal family, found himself in a difficult situation, a war situation, which made him depressed. But then Krishna explained, Najayate Miyateva Kadachin Nayambutvavana Bhuya. He explained, the soul never takes birth, the soul never dies. So all these things, he also explained that that the goal of life cannot be something temporary, because by nature we are eternal, and by nature we're looking for things that last eternal. Nobody likes it when your favorite, the thing you really like, when it breaks or gets stolen, that's like, it hurts. We're all attached. We want things to continue. Love forever. Yeah. All these things we want, but do we get? Do we get this? Not really. In the material world, it changes over time. So, material enjoyment is by nature different from our nature. We are looking for things that last, and they never do, and it's painful. Yeah, because we are meant to actually find our enjoyment in eternal things. That is the message of the Bhagavad Gita. And that one should look a little deeper in life, a little more long term. And there one can find happiness. It's a change. It takes some time to change our outlook. But many people feel there has to be more. So the real goal of life is spiritual, and that's what we somehow or other have to keep in mind. We may sort of feel that ourselves, but it will never become very solid unless we hear from self-realized persons. Therefore, one must hear from a teacher, from a guru, because such a teacher can not only tell us about that spiritual life is the goal, but he can also instill a desire in our heart. And that is our aim. May not happen instantly, and may not happen today in this lecture. Say, may I heard the lecture, but I realized it wasn't for me. But that is just restlessness of the mind. You might think, no, I didn't like it because it was just all philosophy. Yes, maybe. And we are not so interested in philosophy. Until something goes wrong. Until life takes a turn. What it may be, but when the calamity hits, then philosophy becomes a lot more interesting. And it comes sooner or later. Therefore, when we are just now having a good time, then we cannot be so foolish as to think that it will always be like that. Right? When we see around us so many things. I was on this plane, and I'm sitting next to a young man and some girl, and they're looking at a computer, and they're looking at pictures. And the pictures are all about a party. So I'm sort of sitting there looking like, party, you know what I mean? And they're drinking in the party and smoking in the party, and I'm looking like, these people are totally in Maya, degraded, right? Then he starts to show me some other pictures, and it turns out he's a doctor, and that he works in a hospital, and that he, a children's hospital for AIDS, for HIV patients. And then he shows pictures of the patients, and it's like half faces turn into a wound, a mouth that is like just one wound. I mean, horrific pictures. After I saw these pictures, I said, have a drink. how can you watch something as horrible as that? Every day. And how can he work like that? I mean, it's really tough. It was horrible. But that's also there. That's also part of life. So if we think about these things, right? If we think about it, then we start to think, I cannot just spend my time trying to desperately look for some enjoyment when there is so much suffering. This is the message of the Bhagavad Gita. It's meant to make us think a little more. Logically, a lot of people only start thinking after they themselves have seen some suffering. But then it makes a lot of sense. The Bhagavad Gita paints a picture of not only what we see on the ground, but also paints a picture that of the entire universe, and that there is an order in the universe. The Bhagavad Gita explains that in the higher regions of the universe, there are living beings that are more powerful, live longer lives, have more facility for enjoyment than we do. And in lower regions, there is suffering. But it says in all these places, even in the whole universe, even in the higher planets, there still repeated birth and death takes place. So what's the point of enjoying in this world when there's also suffering, say, I invite you for my party. I often give this example. You're invited for my party, and whatever you like the most, it will be there. We'll provide it. Tell us, and we'll have it on the party. Just to give you a good time. Right? Are you ready? There's only one little thing. At the end of the party, we'll shoot you in the head. Are you going to come? Huh? You will not come. That's a good party. But that's the world. At the end, you have to die. Who wants to die? So, no. Again, what rubbish is this man talking? He's just waffling along, talking complete rubbish, because it's normal to die. It's just normal. You know, it's the whole story. I mean, put on some dress and some flowers and just talk and talk and talk. Rubbish. I mean, who wants to die? It's natural that you have to die, you know, because the body is a machine, right? And at one point it gets old, and then you change some parts, and then it dies. It's normal. No big deal. Party over. Right? But while you live, why be so pessimistic? Why not just enjoy while all the beauty, you know, be positive. See the beauty in this world. Beauty in nature. The beauty of love. Beauty of children. Beautiful things. World is full of beauty. Let's enjoy. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. For the invitation.
It's not also enjoyable, right? It's complicated. And in the end, you're working and working and working, and how much time do you have? And I think a few more years, and then I'll retire. You're dreaming. It's not a few more years. They're expert. That's their job, to keep you working somehow or other. You know, they coach you along and a little bit more, and the bank gets you. Little loan? Loan. Hello? You want a loan? We want a loan. We do want a loan. Loan, loan. Yes. Lonely is a loan. Nice loan. And now you sign away your life. How many years loan? 30 years loan? 40 years loan? Yes. And then there's the little loans, right? And all these things. Sometimes people are still paying for a car they don't have anymore. That's not uncommon. You pay for the car, and you pay every week a certain amount. And then the car is gone, and you're still paying for it. I've seen these situations. So, the money situation. That's another one. Money, money. And all the time, money, worry about money. And then come the compromises. Can we sell alcohol to make money in our vegetarian program? I get letters like that. I do. I get letters like that. And then I write, no. But I understand the problem. The problem is to break even. The problem is to make enough. Because life is getting more and more expensive. The prices always go up. And the salary doesn't. It goes up only sometimes. And that's the problem. So, this is all called the struggle for material existence. And the little children, the little darlings, well, they're not always darlings. And as they grow up, they are less darling and they become more and more rebels and you hardly recognize them. And it's not so easy at all. Devotee children, what happened to my little Chintamani? Chintamani? You mean Cynthia? Oh, Cynthia, yeah. Yeah, everybody knows Cynthia in town. She's got a reputation. You mean Chintamani? Cynthia. It's not so easy, huh? All these things, all our dreams. So here we are in the material dream. So wake up. Wake up. Let us not think that this material world is paradise. It is paradise, and all we need to do, a few more steps, and then we'll be successful. A few more steps, and it will be a big success. No, but some people, they are a success. Are you sure? I was born in such a family, success family. Everyone was looking, ooh, these people are filthy rich. Ooh, look at these people. Oh, they are big bosses. Ooh, look at these kids, rich kids. Hey, they have everything they want. Oh, it is miserable. My rich father was not as happy as you thought he would have been. And it's like drinking way too much, right? Oh, yes. I mean, to a point where it was getting clinical, serious. But anyway, you know, all the miseries in rich lives are sometimes more extreme because you have everything, right? You have everything to enjoy and you're still not enjoying. And then what? What do you do next? Something crazy. Let's do something crazy. You want to do something crazy? Let's. Yeah, you get some crazy friends, and then you can do crazy things with them. I was in this bar, and then they had one bottle for the crazy people. It was a snake on alcohol, and the crazy people would take a drink from that dead snake. Don't worry, snake on alcohol. Now, that was better than tequila. That was powerful stuff. I never tried it, but some people did. That was crazy. That was totally crazy. Yeah, but you do crazy things sometimes just because you're with crazy people. And misery loves company. And then together, you do it. Crazy things. I also did crazy things. And then I wondered, why did I do that? One time I did something crazy because the person that asked me had blonde little curls and beautiful blue eyes. And said, would you like to try a little? And I didn't want it, but blink, blink. Well, a little then. That was crazy. So, think about it. Let's not get caught up in all these things that we know that will, it's a Saturday night and then drank a little bit too much of a certain substance and then woke up on Sunday morning next to a stranger. those scenarios are not uncommon. Or the child was conceived in the back of the car on Saturday night. What to do? Well, from the Bhagavad Gita we understand what happens. That the consciousness you have at the time of conception is going to attract a certain type of child. And it says if you go that route, Saturday night in the car with some things like that, then what you attract is a ghost. You have a child that's drooling too much. Then in the last life, your child was a ghost. Coochie, coochie, coo. If we really think about it, then maybe it makes sense to approach life thoughtfully. I've just thrown around some things, right? From here, there, and everywhere. But with everything that I've thrown in the mix by now, maybe we should think about it a little bit. Or would you like to try a bit of that drink with the snake? I can tell you where it is. And if you want to do something crazy, see me after the lecture. No problem. All these things are certainly possible, right? But does it make sense? And then when you're young, you don't care. You don't care. I don't care. You know, smoking is bad for your health. I don't care. I really don't care. Yeah, and I don't care about anything. Yeah, I don't care. You old man, what are you going to tell me? I don't care. You know, you'll care a little later. Now I care. I didn't care, but now I care. Ah, I'm paying for all these things. Right? It all comes back. It's amazing the reactions you get later on from all the craziness you did when you were young. And it's going to get worse and worse, really. So, in this way, one should look at the full picture, right? One should look at it from thoughtfully, not just the here and now. I don't care about anything. No, we should just look at everything. It's like some people, they take medicine and they never read the little piece of paper that comes with it. They just pop the pills, you know. Close your eyes, drink it, gulp it down. But if you read it, you'd be shocked. You know, they gave me these pills and I read the thing. Said, can cause hallucinations. Can cause psychosis. You know, and other things. Can cause brain tumors. It was especially attacking the brain. And so many things like that. You can, after I read the things, that's all worse than the disease. The disease was only like a little, you know. I could have lived with the disease, right? But I don't know if I might survive the side effects. It's worse. It's worse than the disease. Anyway, in the end, I did take the pill. And I'm sort of doing okay. But ever since then, that little green man is always with me. He's over there. Sometimes he gets angry.
And he doesn't like long lectures. Anyway, I guess you get used to anything. just go on. Green man or not, take another pill and carry on and enjoy. I came to America. They said, passport. Look at my passport. A lot of stamps in my passport. They're studying it. Two men come. 15 minutes looking at my passport. 15 minutes, serious. Studying every stamp. Studying it. Finally, they found MRU. What is that? I go, it's Mauritius, a holiday island. They say it's not Mauritiana, which is another place in Africa. So no, it's Mauritius, holiday island. So, okay, go. Then I come to the officer and at the gate, and he says, he's ready to let me through, and he says, enjoy. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was allowed into America, the land where they regularly have public shootings. You know, you just, any guy walking around with a big bag, you know. Get out of the way, right? Yeah. Don't look left and right, look up. If any guns are sticking out of a window, get out of the way. Don't go to school in America. And so on. Now, what to say, you know? I don't know if it is also enjoyable. Right? So, in this way, I wanted to remind you of the big illusion that is called the material world, and that we should not just fall for it. In the Vedic literature, this material energy is under the control of Maya. She is a witch, and she controls the material energy. She rides on a tiger. She has 10 arms, and she has different weapons, and one of these weapons is a trident. 3 points. And she uses these 3 points. What she does is this. Young man. Spring chicken. Handsome and beautiful. Here's the golden opportunity for you. What you always wanted. She has arrived. It's like, my God, this is too much. I mean, why is this happening now? Now after I became a devotee. All these, I waited for years for it to come, and it never came. Then I joined the Hare Krishna movement, and now it has come. Oh, if I don't take this opportunity, I'll never forgive myself. I guess I'll be in Maya today, can always be Krishna conscious tomorrow. sense enjoyment, so beautiful. And there's Maya watching. And just when you're really enjoying, suddenly, out of nowhere, she stabs you with the trident. Ah! That hurts. That was intense. That was really intense. Anyway, time heals all wounds. Still have the scars. I want to see. Get some huge scars here. Anyway, next time Maya comes again, and there she goes, doom da doom da doom. They go like, you go doom da doom somewhere else.
No thanks. And then again, she persists. And then you say, but it does look good, doesn't it? No, really. Doesn't it look like a good opportunity? And think of it like this. No, think of it. You remember? It was painful. It was extremely painful. But it was only short. It was only short, you know. I think if I just tolerate it, and then I can just have all the enjoyment. Oh, yes, let's do it. Let's go. It's good. No, Maya's coming. It's good. It's nasty. Tolerate. Okay, enjoyment, don't go away. Okay, try and self. Take a deep breath. Enjoy. It's so good. Yes. Yeah, really good. Yeah. And you know, if you don't suffer, then how can you really appreciate the enjoyment? You see the point? You need the suffering, otherwise how can you enjoy? Yep, Maya, I got it. The throwing potency of Maya and the covering potency. First the temptation, and then the justification. Are you ready? You're young and beautiful. Any questions, any comments? Any challenges?
How can a person recognize that he is actually really happy? I mean, happiness has to be more than just a feeling. So, when do you know that you are happy?
Yeah. I mean, it all has to make sense, right? The feeling of feeling good has to be related to something good. When the feeling of feeling good is related to something bad, then that's not so good. Like, I'm from Amsterdam, and they can give you all kinds of feel-good experience that are not so good for you, if you know what I'm talking about. yeah? So, first of all, the feel-good experience should be related to something that's actually good for you. Like that the side effects are not bad. Huh? You know, no bad side effects. It's not only pills that have bad side effects. Things also have bad side effects. So there should be no bad side effects. It should be really good. Right? And then, it should not be temporary. Because otherwise, if it's really good and then it's gone, that's even worse. Right? Like if you're always poor, that's one thing. But if you're rich and then you become poor, that's worse than being poor. Better? So in this way, it should last also. So it should be the feel good experience should be related to something that's really good, that has no bad side effects, and that lasts. That should be the measurement. Now, where do you find that? You can look here, you can look everywhere. But if you check the Bhagavad Gita, it deals with that topic. So there you can find a path that really gives you a feel-good experience with no side effects that's lasting. And not only lasting, that's even growing. Getting better all the time. That is what the Bhagavad Gita describes. So, one could have a look at the Bhagavad Gita and check it out. Or, you could have a look at another feel-good experience downtown. That's up to you. My
friend, the witch is working overtime. Ready? He's not sure yet.
Slowly.
It takes. Yeah. Anyone else?
I would like to ask, okay, we heard the lecture, and now what's the solution? Because the point that this kind of lecture is given indicates that probably devotees have to be warned, because even though they are devotees, they are still choosing for Maya sometimes.
I don't know if I was speaking to the devotees.
So,
but if it was applicable to a devotee and they still choose for Maya sometimes, then?
Yes, so what's the solution? Why is it that one goes into devotional service, gives his life to it, and still has to solve this thing that from time to time there are like attacks of Maya or like us going for sense enjoyment? So what's the solution? That's my question too.
First of all, because we are conditioned by temporary enjoyment in this world, and then we get spiritual knowledge and we see it, but we don't fully realize it. It takes time, and we run out of patience, and then we get tired from all the spiritual practice and still not really breaking through to the higher level. So then we get a certain, when that level of fatigue is there, that's when we are weak, right? And then, so there's some spiritual fatigue. Then when at the same time, the material energy hits us hard and gives us some difficult situation, then we have spiritual fatigue and suffering, then we might snap, right? And we might just go for some immediate enjoyment. Although we know really deep down, it will not satisfy, but at least something now, you know. That's what's basically the dynamics. So, in order to avoid that we cannot avoid getting in a situation where we are weak. That may happen due to circumstances. But we can create more support for ourselves. We can try and adjust our lives so that we can get more spiritual support. Okay, that may not always be possible also. Some people are so entangled in karma and so on that they have to stick it out for a while in a difficult situation. But for most of us, it is possible to make adjustments. Can move somewhere else. Some people can move to Mayapur, for example. That's what Mayapur is for, right? So you can be there in a spiritual atmosphere. That would help. Or other such things where we are getting more positive association. So that's generally the solution, more positive association. Now for individual cases who are more stuck and who cannot go, you know, when it's not possible to make the solution externally by more association and a better environment, then it will have to be done by an internal adjustment. Then one has to become deeper in one's vision. Cannot immediately be full of love of God, but at least see with a deeper vision and see really how it's not worth it. So such a person who's caught in and cannot get out of a situation will have to become more, has to think more and to thoroughly understand that there is no immediate relief. It's not possible. It really doesn't work. Therefore, it's not an option. Yeah. So then make the best of the situation and work in the long term to a better situation.
if one is really stuck. No. Sometimes we do have heavy karma. Devotees also. Yeah? Devotees also is heavy karma. You know, like someone might. I had a disciple who was in a wheelchair, and then he turned towards me with the hope, with a lot of hope, you know, but his need was so great, right, that I couldn't fill it. It's impossible because there was a lot of suffering. Right? It's just all the time suffering in his wheelchair. And yeah, I could give some inspiration from time to time, and I would, and I go to his house sometimes, and you know, and bring life in the whole place, and this and that. But in the end, it wasn't enough, because in the end, only he had to accept his difficult situation. It was an exceptional difficult situation. He had to accept it, and yet understand that really that's not the real problem in life. Yeah? You have to really internally become broader and see on a deeper level that his real problem was not that he was in a wheelchair and that other people were not in a wheelchair. Right? Because even if he would not be in a wheelchair, he would still not be happy. And that he had to thoroughly realize. But he couldn't. So, okay. It's like not so active these days. I'm not even sure if he's alive. Yeah?
Hare Krishna. My question is about the lower planets. You just told we have the opportunity to go after this lifetime to the higher planets. We shouldn't do. We should go further up. But...
Or we go lower to lower planets.
But the lower planets, when we live here, we are in Maya, like you were talking about too much. And then it's possible we go to the lower planets. And how you can get out of those lower planets again? And how are they? Would you tell something about it?
Very simple. When you're in the lower planets, you automatically burn up your bad karma, and then you come out again. So it's automatic. You don't have to do anything to get out. You're just there for some time suffering, and then when you've suffered enough, then they let you out again. And just like in jail. If you've done your time, remember?
Okay, last week.
No, see. Only you visited people in jail.
I did, yes.
You did, I know. You told me. Anyway, but when your time is up in jail, they let you out, isn't it? So when your time is up in the lower planets, they let you out.
Okay.
And devotees don't have to go there, even if they are not perfect. Still, they don't go there.
So they can do every crime they like.
They don't suffer. They don't go to the lower planets. They suffer here. Because we can make hell on earth for you.
Okay.
We have tridents in different sizes. Small trident, big trident.
Good.
So any crime you like, maha big trident.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But imagine you are in the lower planets and then you are thrown out and you get you are born again here in this area.
Yeah.
How you are? I mean, people are so different. I always wonder, there are people, they are never happy. What you give them, what you tell them, what you do with them, they stay they stay unhappy.
Yeah.
Has that something to do with their previous lives? That's my question.
Yeah, maybe. But that's too complicated because we cannot see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I look around the room, I don't see previous lives. So I have to start guessing what was she in a previous life, what was that one in a previous life, what was he in a previous life. Maybe I don't want that one, we skip. What you were in your previous life, that I know. But don't become that again. In this life.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I thank you also, and sorry for taking a little extra time. Time always flies. Thank you very much. Hope the green man will not be angry with me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.